Hey, Swole fam, we just wrapped up our accountability meeting and I wanted to come here hot and fresh. Pedro came up on stage and was asking about not just motivation, but going through low periods and low points, wanting to perform, wanting to excel, but hitting that wall, and we all go through it. So it goes beyond motivation. We all go through those periods of success and failures, but it's really about adaptation and adjusting expectations, but adjusting our approach and the framing of what is a successful workout, what is a successful program, what is a successful outcome as we get older and as we develop and as our bodies have undoubtedly been exposed to more stress. It gets harder to make progress. And of course, as we age, as we decay over time, it just makes it more challenging. So the concept and the title of this episode, Raise the Floor. Raise the floor. What does that mean? It means rather about thinking about PRs and always increasing intensity, always lifting more, strength always improving, which is a lost cause after a while. It's more important about shifting your framing of what success is. It doesn't mean lower your effort. It doesn't mean lower your expectations. It means reshift your focus so you can raise the floor, raise the minimum. Raise the minimum, raise the minimum outcome, raise your expectations for your foundation of what the standard is for your training. So I explain this a lot as I do my programming, my personal training approach, that all my training comes off a foundation of mobility and recovery. That's the foundation. It's not, hey, I'm training really hard, this is my heavy strength training program, and then I squeeze in recovery. Rather, it focuses on recovery and mobility, sauna, cold plunge, proper nutrition, quality sleep. That's the foundation. And then the strength training comes from that. So the roots and the trunk of the tree is recovery and mobility, and the strength comes from that. And as I've gotten older, as I've shifted my focus to be more consistent to, and as like longevity and overall wellness, not just how much I fucking bench, matters a lot more, my focus is raising the floor. So at minimum, every single day when I'm training, I'll do mobility. If I feel like today is just not a high intensity day, or like, oh, I feel like dragging ass, like today, I'm going to train a few minutes after this episode. I'm going to grab a steel club. I think I'm just going to grab the steel club or the wood clubs, the Persian meals or light mace, and start swinging. I'm going to do mobility. I'm going to do active recovery. And if that fire ignites, I'll take it to that next level and do some more strength training. At minimum, I'm going to do mobility. I'm going to do active recovery. I'm going to get my coats of paint in. I'm going to keep my pillar number 7, my consistency on point. So my minimum, the most important thing, and reinforcing why mobility and why recovery is the most important thing, that allows me to be successful every fucking day. Whether I hit a PR, whether I train with high intensity or not, my focus, my floor is mobility and active recovery. So I'm successful every fucking day. And it's much easier to be successful every fucking day. And that doesn't mean that I'm doing it because it's easy. I am doing it because I am reframing what I need to do, because that is the most important for my body and for my longevity. And it's going to give me much greater of an opportunity to be successful every day and to build and to expand my strength training, my bodybuilding, everything else from that. I can build that foundation. I can raise that floor. I can raise that minimum. My mobility days can then increase in intensity. My mobility can improve. And if I feel good psychologically from being more successful, from raising that floor, if I feel better because I am moving better, because my joints, my ligaments, my tendons are improving in their elasticity and their strength, it is going to lead to better and more efficient, more effective strength training workouts. My strength will improve. My ability to heal and recover will improve. Why? Because I'm focusing more on recovery. I'm focusing more on mobility. My floor, my standard, the conscious web, that foundation is mobility and recovery. That's my reframing. That's simplifying and amplifying. That is raising the floor. Raising the floor is the key. That's the foundation. That's the focus. Doesn't mean you don't strength train. You strength train and you lift weights and you build fucking muscle. But it's about raising the floor. Give yourself more opportunities to be successful, not just physically, but psychologically. You're just shifting your target. You are still going to be training hard, but you're also going to feel like training hard more often. You're going to feel more successful when you do train hard. You're going to have better outcomes because your joint integrity, that foundation is stronger, is more well off. So you're going to be more successful when you have those strength training sessions. It's all about raising the floor. Rather than raising the ceiling, you want to decrease the amplitude of those peaks and valleys. You're minimizing the amplitude, the difference between the peaks and valleys. You don't want higher highs and lower lows. You want to decrease the amplitude, decrease the distance between those lows and highs, but then raise that midline, raise the floor. So that foundation improves and everything else is going to improve as a result. Raise the floor.